Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, 'tis the season. The Christmas season is in full bloom, and from the decorations to the shopping, from the carols to the cards, merriment is all around. You can't open an email or click onto social media or pop on the TV or turn on the radio without being inundated by announcements of sales and deals and things you absolutely must have in order for your Christmas to truly be merry and bright. You know, it's all about getting ready to get ready for that day. And, you know, while much of the getting ready part of Christmas can be fun, and I'll admit, I love the fun, you know, the getting ready that we as Christians really care about is the getting ready announcement that Isaiah shared with God's people, announcing that indeed the promised Messiah would come. You know, as Christians, we've heard the prophecy from Isaiah for years. If you've heard or you've ever sung in Handel's Messiah, you are very familiar with Isaiah chapter 9 and the prophecy there. The announcement that Messiah would come. So even though we're really familiar with this passage, it can be helpful to set the context for Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 9 in order to truly appreciate what this meant to God's people in that day. You see, God's people, known then as the nation of Judah, were a relatively small remnant of believers who had remained faithful to the one true God after all the generations. God promised to return his people of Judah back to the promised land that he gave them. And this small remnant of people had experienced extreme hardship during their lifetime and the generations even before, when they lived in captivity in Babylon and when the Assyrian army had moved in. They were kicked out of the land that God had given them and were not living there then. But God had promised that this remnant, this group of believers, would survive and eventually thrive. And through these people, the nation of Judah, this remnant of God's people, the Messiah would come, the Lion of Judah. And at this point, as we read chapter 9 of Isaiah, things for God's people looked very, very bleak because they were in the midst of warring nations. They were kind of caught in the middle of all these nations that were at war with each other. And there was political turmoil and lots of backroom deals and schemes among kings and the leaders who were not faithful to God and not faithful to their own treaties. There was a lot of challenge and hardship and just a very dark, dark time. Such a small group of people believing in God, and then to have all of this trouble and turmoil and so many challenges that they were facing at this time. And so God gave Isaiah, the prophet, this message that we read in chapter 9, this promise, this announcement to encourage his people in the midst of these very dark and very troubled times, to remind them of what they knew to be true. But boy, isn't that true of so many of us. What we know to be true, we so need reminders from time to time. And so in the midst of these troubles, in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of just turbulent times, God sends Isaiah to send this message to the people. Isaiah chapter 9, starting in verse 1. So Isaiah writes, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress in the past. And in the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. And in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. You will enlarge the nation and increase their joy, Lord. They rejoice before you, Lord, as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you, Lord, have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Well, boy, God's people needed to hear that. They needed to be reminded that even though things looked bleak and dark and incredibly challenging, God was still in control, and his promise of the coming Messiah, his promise is true. It was true then, and it came true. You know, some of what Isaiah prophesied throughout the whole book of Isaiah, some of it did come true in the days of the nation of Judah. And it was important that those prophecies, some of them came true during their time, so that their hope stayed fresh and they knew that God was with them. But other prophecies, such as the prophecy about the coming child, the coming Messiah, well, it would be hundreds of years until that happened. But God's people walked by faith then, and in God's perfect timing, the promised Messiah did come. And so now we as God's people know and we celebrate this very month, in just a few weeks, Messiah's first coming at Christmas. And more importantly, we as God's people eagerly await Messiah's second coming, when, just as Isaiah prophesied then, he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So just as the people were awaiting Messiah's first coming, and he came, we now are eagerly awaiting Messiah's second coming. And he will come. And we may still be here when he comes, or we may be with him in heaven and come back with him when he comes. But either way, he's coming again. And at that time, he will reign on David's throne. And he will reign in justice and righteousness forever and ever. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.